Everybody knows this. Great show, X-Files, the theme song here. I got to tell you, I know the X-Files were great for Dave, but I love Californication. I love that show.
Me too.
Right? He's just a grungy, struggling writer.
Right.
Plus, he had Artie Lang on a bunch of times. That was great. And the both for me, I mean, I enjoyed that one more, but he's also a great writer. Holy cow. Bucky Epping Dent.
Which was recently a huge hit.
Yes.
New York Times bestseller.
He's got to get over it. It's like, stop. It's like the Donald Trump, but people hate Trump.
Yeah, but
get
over it. It was a good walk down memory lane.
It was. Fantastic. 1978. Bucky not only beat the Red Sox, but won the World Series MVP against the Dodgers that year. And now his third book is out, and it's titled Miss Subways. With that, the monster superstar that is David Duchovny. Good morning, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, good morning. I got to say that I love hearing the show Californication pronounced with a New York accent. It's how it always should have been.
Well, give me the difference, because I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm sure. Well, give me the difference.
I love it. I love you say Californication.
Right.
I love that.
What is it supposed
and
to be?
And you say what?
Most people say Californication or something like that.
Yeah.
It really should be said the way you said it.
Yeah, well, you know what, David? They're freaking idiots over there on the left coast
These California assholes, they hate us because they know New York people are better, Duchovny. You
know that. Secede already. Get off the continent, you sons of bitches.
What have I done?
No, that was a great show. But all your stuff is great. So before we delve further into your great career, tell us a little bit about Miss Subways.
Well, Miss Subways kind of, it's many different ideas that I've been thinking about for a long time that kind of came together in this. But I'd say that the main one is to kind of imagine that if all the immigrants that have come over to make New York City and make America what it is over the last few hundred years, and let's imagine them coming over on ships and bringing their gods and their customs with them, and yet they assimilate into the city and into the states, and yet those gods are still with them somehow, but now they're bored and they're unemployed gods. So they, as they get bored, they start to F with the people who are still in the city.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of, that's kind of like the umbrella of the story. And underneath, it's kind of a love story and also a story about New York, I'd say.
Nice.
It is a story. As a matter of fact, here's what the New York Daily News says. Miss Subways reads like a hybrid of the TV show Twin Peaks and the 1998 film Sliding Doors, merged with a love letter to New York City.
I like it.
That's what the Daily News says. Now, Miss Subways used
to
be...
that ain't bad.
That's good. That's great. That's good. And you, by the way, let me just say, tonight, David Duchovny at Barnes & Noble in Union Square.
Oh, it's a great store.
Signing books at 7 o'clock.
That's the neighborhood I grew up in.
Is that right? Grew up by Union Square.
I grew up on 11th Street and 2nd Avenue.
You're right there. And great neighborhood.
Back home tonight at Barnes & Noble down there, yes. Union Square, 7 o'clock. But Miss Subways was a thing in New York City, like Miss America, we had Miss Subways.
As I said, I grew up here, and I went to high school on the Upper West Side, so I would take the subway every day to school, and they would have these the competition where they'd show pictures of these women and give a short biography of them, and I suppose eventually riders were supposed to vote, but I kind of use that as a as if she's like a mystical goddess of New York as well. Like Miss Subways gives you some sort of power if you win.
Nice.
It's so funny to hear you talk about to include Subway in the title, because unlike you, Dave, I don't live in a sprawling mansion in L.A. or Beverly Hills. I actually still live in the city, and I take the 2 train every single day. And Miss Subways, while it sounds so lovely and all that, I see guys like masturbating every day. I see people sleeping in their own feces on the 2 train.
It's changed, David.
Yeah, so it's just funny to hear you talk about Miss Subways and put in this beautiful light when, in fact, it is probably one subway ride will change your life forever.
Well, let's just say that riding the subway gives you plenty of material.
Of all varieties. Very good. Well, and also, David Duchovny, the book Miss Subways, you draw on Irish mythology. Now, you must be one hell of an intelligent, cerebral guy. Who were some of your influences, like James Joyce or somebody?
Well, the myth that I'm pulling from is about Cuchulain and Ymir, and I learned about that through reading William Butler Yeats, so close enough.
Oh. I mean, oh.
Jeez. I don't know if Yeats, as a poet, is one of my favorites. So
an Irishman, folks.
Yeah,
he is an Irishman. It's true.
Yep. Yes. No. No. So listen, you're very intelligent. In fact, you're probably talking down to us right
here.
No,
he is. There's no question. No, we can't even say the name right. Californication. Listen. Hank Moody.
You mispronounced my last name. I didn't correct it.
Well, how did I say it?
I think you said Duchovny.
What is it?
Duchovny.
Yeah, there you go.
Duchovny. Oh, nice. See, now you're being a little baby.
Nah.
Listen, Duchovny. Listen to me.
There you go.
Hank Moody, basically you. I mean, I know not exactly. Well, hold on. Hank Moody, exactly you, right?
No.
What was different about David Duchovny?
Now you're talking down to me.
Oh, snap.
No, give me. And also, he says he was a genius, Hank Moody, but he had some issues.
I'll tell you what's exactly the same about Hank Moody and I. We are exactly the same height.
Okay, that's it. That's where it's.
I like that.
And then you speak English.
Right. There you go.
So, again, David Duchovny on the phone with us right now. Book signing tonight, 7 o'clock, Barnes & Noble in Union Square. Listen, with all the acting, I mean, it's all glamour. Writing is difficult. It's hard. I mean, why do that?
Makes your ass hurt.
Yeah, and your head, I would imagine.
No, but it's good. And listen, not only does David act and write, this guy's a big-time musician. This guy's had a couple of albums come out. Hell or High Water, 2015. Every Third Thought just came out. So,
yeah.
I mean, you're like the real deal, Dave.
Well, I just, you know, I keep doing my work. I keep trying to have fun. I keep trying to express myself and, you know, and let the chips fall where they may.
You know what you are, David? I'll tell you what you are.
What?
You're Bruce Willis aspires to be you.
That's good.
You can tell him that, too.
Hey, Dick.
We got to put that on a website.
David, just in the waning minutes here, are you still following the Yankees devotedly or what?
Sure. I mean, I root for the uniform more than anything else, but I think they got a great team this year. They sure can hit.
No, they can hit, no doubt. Although last night Houston shut them down.
I think actually they might be able to beat the Knicks at a basketball
game. See, the guy's funny.
Duchovny's
from downtown, man.
How about that?
So anyway, David Duchovny, the book is Miss Subways. It's a novel.
I don't know. I like a front court of Porzingis, Judge, and Stanton.
Hey, let me tell you, that's a big physical front court, right, David?
I know.
That's not bad. You could do worse.
He's still going. And the book signing tonight, 7 o'clock, Barnes & Noble.
Still going.
Union Square. David, you're great, bro. Good luck with the book.
Thank you.
Hey, when you're in town, again, come back and come into the studio and we'll talk about whatever you want.
I will do that.
All right, bro. We love you.
It's a deal.
Very handsome guy, by the way. David Duchovny.
Easy.
Did I say it right that
Hands
time?
Above the console.
Calm down.